Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Good morning, all my friends. I'm back. Thank you for being here with me again. I am thrilled to tell you that I have reached 10,000 followers on Xiaoyu Zhou, a milestone that I couldn't ever imagined when I started this podcast a year ago. So for that, I want to say thank you. Also, for everyone else who listens to my program on a different platform, please spread the word and let others know about this program. Your support is what makes a difference. 首先，我很高兴你再次收听我的播客节目。今天的开场白呢，可能有点长，我在我的公众号里呢，提供了详细的文字版，供你做参考。2022 is finally behind us. It has not been easy for a lot of people, and I am no exception. A heartbroken family tragedy happened to me, and it is still reeling in my heart. But life goes on regardless how we feel.You either move on with a strong mind, or you will be left in sorrow and see everyone else moves on. So in the first episode of 2023, I would like to encourage everyone to take a deep breath, make a plan, and try to forget about the misfortune in 2022. We need a better 2023, and you are the only one that will make it happen. Best wishes to everyone.
好了，那说完了今天的开场白呢，那我们来讲一下今天的 daily phrase。今天的 daily phrase 呢也比较应景。刚才呢我做了一个所谓的 pep talk。这个 pep talk 的意思呢就是 a talk intended to make someone feel more courageous and enthusiastic, 也就是励志的话的意思。
Like I just did this morning, I gave a pep talk in my openings to encourage everybody to have a better 2023.
Now let's move on to the news stories. In today's episode, let's talk about job-related news stories.
I don't have to tell you that how important job is and how hard to get a good job these days. Some jobs offer big pay and big perks, as well as the prestige that comes with it. But you may lose it when things go south. Ask everyone in the crypto business, they will tell you what I meant. On the other end of the spectrum, your job is boring and might be tedious, but it's as stable as a rock. So what would you pick?Here are some latest stories from job market in the United States. Things are tight, to say the least.
那今天所有新闻呢都是有关于 job market。这个 job market 呢现在真的是非常的 stressful。我觉得不管是在哪个 industry, 在哪个国家，所有人呢都在面对一些比较艰难的情况。怎么样选择一个适合自己的工作和怎么样应对这个工作呢？对现代人来说都是一个巨大的挑战。
The first story is from Yahoo Finance.The 100 best places to work in 2023, according to Glassdoor. Tech companies make up 41% of the list. Glassdoor, a site where employees can anonymously review their employers, rated Meta the best workplace in the US in 2018. Last year, Meta fell all the way to number 47th spot. This year, it isn't even on the list.After a bad year for tech companies, complete with mass layoffs and plummeting stock prices, major employers like Meta, Apple, Zillow, and Zoom disappeared entirely from Glassdoor's list of best places to work. It seems as though the free food, luxury transportation, and remote work opportunities couldn't compete with the sector's instability. In fact, only two members of the so-called Big Five tech companies made the list,with Google coming in at number 8 and Microsoft close behind at number 13. Still, the plurality of the list was made of tech companies, with 41 making a cut. Finance and consulting companies are tied for the second most popular sector with 7 companies each. The number one place to work this year was a software development firm called Gainsight, which aggregates consumer data.It was the first year that the San Francisco-based company, which was founded in 2009, made the list.
今天第一则新闻呢来自 Yahoo Finance, 它是介绍了2023年美国最受欢迎的100位雇主。和以往不一样的一些大家所熟知的 tech name 呢 completely disappeared. Even I was surprised.
Meta, Apple, Zillow, Zoom 都不在这100个公司之列。在 big name tech 里面呢只有 Microsoft 和 Google 呢 made the list.
这篇文章里说呢，可能是由于目前 tech sector job 呢都非常的不稳定，大家对这些公司呢也失去了一定的兴趣。
The second piece is from Fox Business. Concerns over a white-collar recession grow as Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Amazon, and others cut jobs. Concerns about a white-collar recession grew Tuesday after Goldman Sachs began to lay off workers as part of a plan to cut 3,200 jobs in an effort to cut costs. Goldman Sachs is just the latest firm to reduce its size in recent months. Morgan Stanley announced that it will cut 2% of its staff in December. Amazon plans to cut over 18,000 jobs, and Salesforce announced it will cut 10% of its workforce and close some offices last week. While white-collar workers were less affected by the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns than their blue-collar counterparts, many jobs were simply done remote instead of being cut. Professionals are now bearing the brunt of economic headwinds America faces. Goldman's layoffs represent one of its biggest yet since the 2008 financial crisis. 这则新闻呢来自 Fox Business， 它是说呢，很多所谓 white collar job 呢现在正面临挑战。这里例举了几家公司呢，最近都宣布了比较大规模的裁员，比如说 Goldman Sachs、 Morgan Stanley、 Amazon 和 Salesforce。 在 pandemic 期间呢，很多 white collar job 呢都可以 work remotely，但现在呢，随着经济情况的变化呢，他们也遇到了挑战。The last piece today is from the Guardian. Disney CEO Bob Iger tells staff to return to office 4 days a week. Disney's boss has told employees who are working from home to return to the office 4 days a week from the start of March, according to reports. Bob Iger, the chief executive, said hybrid workers will be asked to treat Monday through Thursday as in-person workdays, according to an email seen by CNBC, which first reported the news. As I have meeting with teams throughout a company over the past few months, I have been reminded of the tremendous value in being together with people you work with, Iger wrote. As you have heard me say many times, creativity is the heart and soul of who we are and what we do at Disney. And in a creative business like ours, nothing can replace the ability to connect, observe, and create with peers that comes from being physically together, nor the opportunity to grow professionally by learning from leaders and mentors. 最后一则新闻呢，来自于英国的《卫报》，他是说呢， Bob Iger 也就是 Disney 的新 CEO， 告诉员工呢，所有的 remote worker 只能在家里待一天，周一到周四呢必须在办公室里。这可能是一个 big change from the pandemic era。 越来越多公司呢只允许员工在家里 remote work a period of time， not all the time。 很多可能原来选择 remote work 的人呢就不得不面对新的挑战了。 好了，今天的新闻呢都比较长，在 show notes 里呢可能只有一个摘要。如果你想要看到完整的文字版呢，你可以参考同名公众号。All right, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I see you next time. 好了，今天的节目就到这里，非常感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。